My name is Kenny Pearson. I am 15 years old. Today is the 22nd of March, and I'm speaking with Leslie Brown. We are recording this interview in Wheatland, Wisconsin. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Well, like, when I was little, I was able to... Like, my dad was going to buy us a laptop when I was about, like, 7 and 8. And it was after school that we would get them. So, yeah, later on we did get them, but it broke it, unfortunately.
Do you have any regrets?
Yep, lots. It's this one time that... somebody told me something, but because I hear things differently and think differently, literally when I heard the phrase of it rains cats and dogs, I literally thought it was going to rain puppy dogs and kitties.
Remember that you can ask follow-up questions, too.
Yeah, I don't know any of them.
Well, like, the first one, she told her a story about a memory. You could ask more about the memory.
Ah.
Yes.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
I would say that I would miss these couple of friends because they're super far away. Like, they live really far away from here. About 3 days. The first friend was Jenna. Like, literally, when my sister met her, she was kind of mean at first, but then I'm like, I kind of want to, you know, become friends with her, because, like, from my other friend, she sounded really cool, so I was like, hey, can we hang out? Can we be friends? And ever since then, I've been helping her change her life. She's been such a better person, and I made such a big influence for her. And the other friend was my friend Aubrey. We tried to, well, Aubrey actually lives here, but she has a problem with, like, her parents. They both got divorced and has new family, so she's been traveling with two different families. And I was like, sorry to hear that. We both like the same things, and we did the same stuff. I went over to her apartment one time, her dad's place, because it was beside Funk's, and that was, like, one of the best areas to be at when I was, like, it was, like, 2 years ago, so, well, not 2 years ago, a year ago, actually.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Mrs. Potts was definitely one of the interestingest teachers that I got to meet. She was a bit stern, but after you got to know her, kind of how she worked in the classroom, you kind of understood, like, what she was doing. Most of my teachers in the special needs classroom was, like, very different. Like, they all were strict in a way. I remember one time that I fell asleep and they got mad at me for it, but when I got straight home, I was sick, and it's like, oh, crub. How did that happen? So, yeah, I was sick for that day.
What was the most special thing that Mrs. Potts ever did to you, or did for you?
Well, she did lots of things to help us out. Like, I remember that I had, like, this fear. I forgot what the fear was because it's been a long time ago. I think it was spiders. And she talked to me, and it was, like, super serious. She's like, you know, that's not gonna hurt you if you don't mess with them or stuff like that. And I'm like, good for you, teacher.
Can you tell me about your grandparents, your great-grandparents?
I never really had great-grandparents because they died before me. And my granny and papa, my papa actually died last January, so pretty much we've been dealing with that. And my granny came up last week to see us so that we could go to Kentucky to go see the Creation Museum and the arch down there. I remember, like, when I was rocking in the chair and she was drinking coffee and I could smell it. It's like, what's that, Granny? And she's like, it's coffee. Do you want some? And I'm like, no, I'm going to go get myself some water. So then I did.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
What am I proudest of?
Yes.
I think I would have to say that I was super proud of when I was able to go to the gymnastics place. That was, it was a little bit of a drive for us, but it was one of my favorite places because everybody was just so nice and they could do like amazing things. It was like literally a circus that you could join, like seriously. It was like amazing. And when I had to move, it was like, no. But I remember during over there that we had this little competition, and I was obviously on the easy things, and everybody else that I was friends with was on the hard things. So we had this little make-believe, like, little competition that was over there, and it was, like, really fun. Like, we got certificates, we got pictures. It was awesome.
What are you most grateful for?
Pretty much everything. I mean, I don't know how to describe it because everything mostly is grateful for me, except the bad stuff. The bad stuff I don't like. What'd you make that last question?
Just because you have some.